Let's go back to Taylor Swift for a moment. It seems like one of the most controversial things about this concert was the situation with the homeless. And I was listening to an interview that Tommy Tucker did with Councilwoman Leslie Harris earlier. And, you know, I want to commend the councilwoman for what she does. Obviously, it's an obligation that she has, but it's more than an obligation. It's an undertaking that she's participating in. And I get what she's trying to accomplish. I would part with her in a number of different ways as it relates to execution. And I would part with her in a number of different ways that we you know, kind of respond and how we characterize certain things. And it's just very interesting. And in the same token, I commend Governor Jeff Landry for taking action. Because let's unwrap this a little bit. And, you know, maybe we can try and gain a better understanding, at least from a different perspective than what was presented by the councilwoman this morning. First off, we knew that Taylor Swift was coming to this city for at least a year. We knew the dates. We knew the time. The real question here is, where was the plan? Why would we not put a plan in place to keep those obvious areas in the ingress and egress from the area around the city and the dome, people traveling here from the airport, coming down off the ramps and everything else, where, you know, human nature is the first impression is a lasting impression. And, you know, why would we not have a plan? Why would the plan be that we're trying to clear this by Thanksgiving? Why would the plan not be to have this accomplished by the Taylor Swift concert? One of the biggest events to ever hit this city, ever. I totally understand when the councilwoman is talking about, you know, the diversity of the group that's there. There's not really a simple solution to this complex problem. And I think most people recognize that. And a lot of what their recommendations are not ultimate solutions to the complex problem. It's a different way of managing it. These people are where they are. They choose where they're going to go, and we allow that to happen without permission. Right? We don't, as law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, we don't get to park wherever we want. Right? There's a plan. There's a parking plan. And it has to do with a lot of different particulars about the presentation of the city, ingress and egress into places of business and business establishments. And it's a you know, allegedly done in an ordered and structured way. And when you don't pay attention to the rules, you're sanctioned. You get a parking ticket. If you don't pay the parking ticket, you get booted. And if you leave your car there for a certain period of time, they take your car away. So when we have a plan, it seems as though there's no problem in managing the population on a whole host of stuff. That's what the building codes and everything else in code enforcement is all about, right? You just can't go put your dumpster any way you feel like or desire. You can't park it anywhere. There's a plan. You have to provide the information, and this is what we're going to stick to. So when we talk about chaos, you know, as was described by the councilwoman, people living there, someone coming to your house, that is not absolutely correct. They're there without permission. They are squatters. The moment in time we start viewing this as their home, we are on the defensive. We're simply on the defensive. In fact, the connotation is that there's some permanency there. So that language has to change. And that's part of the problem. We're so focused on this that, you know, we're not empathetic, we're not sympathetic if we're trying to find a balance of interest as it relates to a whole host of issues that are presented here. The most obvious, you know, is that we need to pretty the city up to look its best because we're in the competition business. We're begging people to come here and spend their money. And if they see filth, if they see homelessness, if they see the underbelly of society up front and center and in their face, guess what? Call them whatever you want. They're less likely to come to the city. And there are a number of cities that are very forward-leaning on a whole bunch of different issues for that very reason. There's a compromise that has to be crafted. But they don't get it all their way. Because the more that we accommodate all their way, because of individual characteristics or particulars of the plight that they find themselves in, we cannot be all things to all people. We don't do that for law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. So why is it that we're going to attempt to do that here? So, you know, we understand that there's a diverse group. We understand all of these issues. But they're there without permission. You just can't allow people to go do what they want, how they want, when they want, on public property. Let's start with that premise. You want to talk about chaos? Don't enforce anything. Don't have a code of ordinances. Don't do anything. Just let people do whatever they want. Zoning, this, that, everything else, and see what you end up with. No, it doesn't work that way. So why do we have to apologize about having a desire to move these folks to an area where they're not front and center? They're there for a reason. Convenience, access to this or that, being able to panhandle on the street where there's more traffic that's being stopped. They have more access to the vehicles, whatever it may be. They're actually running businesses. They have one guy who's rebuilding bikes down there and selling used bikes. And we understand that there may not be enough housing or shelter, low barrier shelters, other shelters that have requirements. A lot of these folks don't want to live in a place with requirements. That's why they like what they're doing down there. Look, you know, when I check into a hotel, I don't get to pick the room. They tell me where we're going. Right? It's not my building. Well, it's not their property. And that's basically the premise, I think, that we need to start from. So that everyone gains a better understanding of where we're headed and that we're trying to find a solution. So I don't know where the communication breakdown was, but obviously there's a plan breakdown. And the plan just cannot simply be that they get to go where they want, when they want, and set up a camp on public property. I can't imagine that an enforcement of a series of ordinances is going to be ruled unconstitutional. In fact, to the contrary, the more that you set up these ordinances so that there's clear notice, signage put up, and everything else, some indication of a barrier. I mean, maybe the state can solve their problem real easy and probably a lot cheaper, right? Put some nice fencing under the overpass down there when you come down and fence all the property. It's your property. Fence it. Problem solved. They're going to have to go somewhere else. Maintain the fence. Pick up the garbage. Maybe put something nice on it that makes it look pretty. I don't know that that's what the city would want. But at some point in time, we have to come to an understanding of what is it that the public actually desires. I have yet to talk to someone that says they're happy with homeless encampments at the down ramps leading into the city. I don't know many people that think that that's a great idea, that that's a great spot for them, that that looks like the city's putting their best foot forward in trying to reach a place where the interests of everyone are met. Just a thought. I mean, I understand that folks are one paycheck away from going broke or becoming homeless. I get it. There are a lot of challenges out there. But to characterize a regulatory action as being unbelievable and that, you know, the state was actually coming to their house, to me, that's a bridge too far. And I understand the frustration because individuals have been working long and hard with this, but I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest that maybe we should have had a plan to go into place before the Taylor Swift concert. If it takes months to vet these individuals and gain a better understanding about them and what challenge they have and present to get them into some kind of housing. I get it. But this was nothing new. It's not like this just was announced 3 months ago and Taylor Swift showed up for 3 days. This is just part of the planning, and it's part of, you know, what are we willing to accept? If we're willing to accept less, then that's what we're going to get, less. And look, we have a lot of other challenges that we're not going to be able to resolve because there's just not enough money to resolve it that we're trying to focus on as well, like water problems, like flooding problems, road maintenance problems, intersectional light problems, lighting up the city with streetlights, other safety concerns. So, I mean, I just think that we need to develop this plan like we have other plans, and we enforce it, and we spend time making sure that there's a clear understanding and delineation of what we're willing to accept and what we're not willing to accept. And it seems to me that in the Eighth Amendment ruling of the Supreme Court basically recognized and realized that there is a balance of interest. And just because you're homeless or you're without money, you're without sustenance or otherwise, does not give you the right to trample on the rights of all others. And it doesn't mean that people who desire to have a clean city, to have a city that presents itself well, are bad people. These are difficult times with difficult issues and difficult problems. And it doesn't mean you lack sympathy and empathy if you want something better. And I do believe, for one, that if collectively everyone puts their heads together, there will be better in the management of it, but they just don't get to pick and choose where they're going to go to the detriment of everyone else. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. We'll be right back.